Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, we continue our discussion about the results of the election with another great Power Pundit panel, James Smack, Chase Whittemore, and Mylon Hawkins. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers. 40 years ago, Hotel California and the theme from Rocky were number one on the pop charts, and D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal started on the road to becoming Nevada's leading roofing company.
I couldn't be more proud of what we've achieved.
And over these 40 years, we've become an employee-owned company. So when you're talking to any employee, you're talking to an owner.
And here's to the next 40 years.
Happy 40th birthday, D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
ProGroup Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. ProGroup Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. ProGroup Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
Back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue with great pundit panels to discuss what happened with the election results. Chase Whittemore is here with our Argentum partners, Mylon Hawkins, Vice President of Interface Computer Associates, and James Smack, former Nevada Republican National Committeeman. So, obviously, one of the biggest issues on the ballot were the questions, and question three was the biggest. NV Energy spending over $60 million. You were representing, or your company was, the Yes on Three. What happened that the numbers flipped from 72% in favor 2 years ago to plus 60% against?
I just think the No on Question Three campaign did a tremendous job of getting out the scare tactic that they did, you'll see with a lot of Republican voters that they're worried Nevada might turn into California somehow with energy choice. And so they scared Republicans with that and Republicans with changing the Constitution. The $63 million is just a huge number. I mean, it's just a tremendous amount of money.
One of the largest amounts of money ever spent in any election in Nevada.
Yeah, in Nevada. And I mean, I think at one point Trump had raised just about the same amount of money. So you'll see just from a national perspective, I mean, that is a tremendous amount of money. And the Yes on Question 3 campaign didn't have the same, they didn't go dollar for dollar. So you saw, I think Question 3 got outspent by about 3-1. And so the percentages sort of reflected that.
And yet on the other side, question five, which was, you know, do we go to 50% renewables in the not too distant future, which would be tremendously expensive, sailed through.
Sailed through.
It's question
Absolutely.
Six.
I'm sorry, question six.
Question five is another one.
Correct.
Yeah, but question six.
It also sailed through.
Yeah, sailed through. In fact, they all sailed through except 4-3. And indeed, there was a huge amount of money put into it. But I will say this with all due respect. The information that came out of the Yes on Three campaign did not really explain itself all that well. and educating people to a new concept when a no side had other facts, Ohio, what Pennsylvania went through, what California went through, reminding people of Enron. All of these things were not either financially or through articulation able to be expressed by the Yes on Three campaign.
Do you want
at
to
least
respond
that's
to that,
my take.
Yeah, I can. I think, again, you put a $63 million number behind anything, and it's going to be tough to defeat. I think both campaigns did a really good job explaining it to voters. I mean, it's a pretty simple concept. It left a lot of the details up to the legislature, which was ingenious, I think, how the question was written. And you would think that most people just don't like monopolies to begin with, and they want choices. And from a competitive marketplace, you think that the free market's going to work and that prices will be lower. You look at in the future now, over the next couple years, you have 40% of the load that's is going to leave. That's already applied with the PUC to
okay,
leave.
Okay, and these are major casino companies
major
and others that are going to buy their electricity from other sources,
right.
Paying large fees to leave NV Energy.
Yeah, and so you have 40% of that load that leaves the grid. What happens to the rest of NV Energy's customers? I mean, they're going to be left holding the bag, and rates are going to go up, and in a couple of years, I mean, they just have to. I mean, there's no way that NV Energy is going to be able to keep everybody else's rates the same. Now, in a competitive market, that's a different story. You've got those forces, those competitive forces that would have kept prices low, so we'll see over the next couple of years what the legislature wants to come back to. I think the whole constitutional, changing the Constitution, there's still a lot of groups that are in favor of energy choice that may have came out against the ballot measure that have now said, well, you know, maybe this isn't such a bad idea, but in the Constitution, I think it was a bad idea for a lot of people.
You know, and it's interesting. I tried to explain to people that this is kind of like when they would be concerned about a monopoly going away and you having to find your own electricity. I said, well, you know, you can use Uber, Lyft. There will be apps. You
sure.
can do all kinds of things to be able to find, you know, your pricing. If you go for a Medicare supplement plan, mm-hmm. there are a dozen of them, and you get to sit with a broker, and they explain to you what the choices are. But people were definitely concerned.
Yeah, I actually did a lot of research on question three and the competitive markets in other states and how that's been working out or not working out. And I did a raw comparison on a stack ranking of rates that was put out by Nebraska Public Power District, which is a state that doesn't have energy choice. And so I figured it was at least a neutral party for comparing different states to each other. The thing I was finding was that even with all of Texas's successes at this point in time, we still have lower electric rates than the state of Texas.
No, that's not.
At least as of 2016, Mr. Whittemore. I'm not sure if that's changed in the last 2 years. That could potentially be. My statistics only went from 1998 to 2016. So if it did happen to change in 2017, 2018, where Texas is a little bit more competitive than Nevada, that could very well be. And you may have newer statistics than I do, but I also looked at the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. I also looked at Ohio, and especially looking at the case study in Montana, what happened to Montana Power. That was pretty frightening to watch an entire power company go out of existence, sell off all their assets to out-of-state interests, and renege on a pension for 3,500 employees. That was scary stuff. So there were certainly some concerns that I had about question three. I was concerned about binding it into the Constitution as well, and I was an opponent, even though I'm a conservative free market guy as much as the next guy. And I looked at it closely, and that was where my concerns came from. And yeah. I'm not saying that competition isn't a good thing. I just think that if we're going to do it, we should not be binding it in our Constitution. We should do it legislatively. And if it's not going to be done legislatively, then we need to change the makeup of our legislature.
Okay, so Chase, I'll give you a chance to
yeah.
respond to that. But also, how difficult is it when NV Energy is a major contributor to campaigns for the legislature to do something that's not going to be in the interests of NV Energy?
Yeah, I think it will be difficult to have a energy choice with the way NV Energy has controlled the legislature over the past. You know, they're a large contributor, and just like you know, gaming and you know, other organizations, they're a big contributor, and there's a lot of power at play. But in terms of residential rates across the country, and you look at other energy choice areas, I mean, Texas is the best example to look at. That's what Nevada would hope to accomplish with going to energy choice, and they have lower residential rates in Texas than we do in Nevada. And the whole No on Question 3 campaign, they did a great job of saying, look, let's compare apples to oranges. And everyone wanted to believe that we could compare Nevada's rates to the rest of you know, the Northeast, where they don't have the same energy mix that Nevada does. We enjoy very cheap natural gas. 70% of our energy comes from natural gas, and it's imported mainly, and that's why our rates are really low in Nevada as compared to some of these other places that have energy choice. The true comparison, though, is over the same amount of time, how did the energy choice states perform as compared to monopoly states? And the evidence is overwhelming that when you have energy choice and you have competition, rates remain low and competitive.
Do you want a last word on this?
Well, my feeling is that we are looking actually at a totally new revolution about to hit us, and that will be personal solar and personal solar units, which might put all power companies, unless you want a gas stove like yours truly, kind of out of business in states like Nevada, where we have a great deal of sun and the ability to store energy personally, you know. Yeah. So I think that within the next 10, 15, 20 years, just like we watched taxi cabs move to Uber and Lyft, we are going to see new businesses come in ways that the legislature will have to scramble to catch up with. That's
I would concur with that. Yeah. I think that renewables are the wave of the future as far as personal solar, rooftop solar, that type of thing. I think that there's going to be more of that, not less. I believe California has even mandated in all new construction that they have a renewable source of energy, whether it be rooftop solar or I don't know what alternative there would be at this point in time.
Battery storage.
You put a windmill in your backyard or something like that. I don't know, but that would, but that's coming here too. I'm almost certain that with the makeup of the legislature as we're going into it, that something similar to that California law is probably going to pass through this legislative session, if not this session, certainly by the next session, where it's going to mandate all the new construction to have it. It's just going to be a matter of time before it's going to be on just about every home in the state. And as far as competition goes, I'm on propane out in Lyon County where I live. I have competition. If I don't like my propane company, I'll fire them and go get another one. So as far as competition goes, I think competition in the electric market is a good thing. I was just a little frightened about putting it in the Constitution as much as anything, and not seeing really favorable track records in any state, save Texas. I was seeing that, but it took Texas a while to get there.
All right.
They had about 10 years of growing pains.
So
they had about 10 years of growing pains.
I'm sorry, Chase.
I think most people obviously agreed with you that you know, putting in the Constitution was something they couldn't swallow. But it'll be interesting to see moving forward in the next. I mean, technology obviously and innovation, but technology and innovation, the best incubator for that is a free market. So now that we don't have that going forward, I don't know how quickly we'll be able to grow.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back with much more on the election cycle after this.
Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot with over 450 of the latest slots and video games. Sully's Sports Bar, the Dining Car Restaurant, William Hill Sportsbook, and the Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge. We're just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Yeah.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse is known for signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. Join us Thursdays and Friday nights from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Steakhouse Lounge for live music, gourmet plates, and well-priced wines just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. We are discussing the results of the election with James Smack, Chase Whittemore, and Mylon Hawkins. Mylon, how much do you think that the outside money had on the Senate race in Nevada? Because it seemed like the candidate's money was actually dwarfed greatly by the outside money that came in.
On both sides?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, huge.
Well, and Democrats, you know, Senator Reid and I have argued on this program over the years about whether Democrats have as much money as Republicans, because he was always demonized the Koch brothers and others. Mm-hmm. And I would always say, you know what? The Democrats have just as much. They had actually more in this cycle than the Republicans.
They did. And I just had an interesting conversation on the Republican Senate side on how much money came in and organizing came in for Senator Heller. So there was huge outside influences at play. This was, in my opinion, probably the most interesting Senate race. And the money put in for Jackie Rosen was hugely considerable. Senator Heller, unfortunately, you were talking at one point about how what's going to happen to Nevada because we've lost a senior senator. Heller, unfortunately, was a lightweight, so we haven't lost much. The question will be to see who will step up in this state.
And I'm guessing that a lot of Republicans would disagree with you on that.
I understand that, but
Chase?
But looking on a national level of where power was, Senator Heller did not have certainly did
yeah, but
not.
Yeah, but each time you're reelected, you move up the chain.
You move up the chain, and Senator Reid has been out. As I looked at Senator Heller's track record over since Senator Reid has been out, not that much has happened for Nevada, just what I observed.
Yeah, at one point, I think Mitch McConnell said that Nevada's Senate race was the most important in the country. I think now, today, looking back at it, and you pick up states, you pick up a couple seats in the Senate now, despite the fact that you lose Heller. I think it hurts Nevada's interests because you are now you have combined 24 months of experience in the Senate between both senators. But at the same time, I think Heller, had he won, I think he would have been in a much more of a powerful position with the Republican Party. But now we'll just never know.
You know something? I'm disappointed that Dean Heller lost. Don't get me wrong. I'm as a Republican and as somebody who likes balance in my government. I'm not actually afraid of gridlock or anything like that. I like a little bit of balance in the government. I think everything being on one team or the other is not necessarily a good thing for good government. That being said, yes, I'm disappointed in Dean Heller's loss. I think it's going to be a little bit of a loss for Nevada. I think it's not going to be quite as substantial of a loss as far as like when Harry Reid retired or something like that. That being said, I mean, never was that big of a fan of Harry Reid, but there was an awful lot of things that seniority in the Senate did to benefit Nevada. And there was, and that's now lost. And again, we got 24 months worth of experience in the United States Senate. But looking at it from a national perspective, I thought the Republicans did very well with what they had available to them to pick up for seats. The seats that were the low-hanging fruit, they grabbed. They got Missouri. They got Indiana. They got North Dakota. These were three seats that probably should have never been in Democrat hands in the Senate in the first place because of the trend of the voting public in those states. And you saw, and what was the one thing that the three of those senators had in common? All three of them voted against Brett Kavanaugh. And I think it ended all three. I think Heidi Heitkamp might have been gone anyway, but I think it ended Joe Donnelly's career, and I think it ended Claire McCaskill's career as well. I think both of them would have won had they voted in favor of the Kavanaugh nomination. I think Heidi Heitkamp was in deep trouble. Kramer was a statewide candidate. There's only one congressional district in North Dakota. Mm-hmm. He'd run statewide races every 2 years for 10, 12 years. That was going to be tough to overcome. And he was popular. And he was a Republican in a state that's heavily Republican. That was going to be a tough road for Heidi Heitkamp to hoe. And
okay, so
but my biggest surprise was Rick Scott.
So just briefly, you know, infrastructure is obviously going to be on the table in the next congressional session. But with the weakness of Nevada's delegation at a time when we need major infrastructure in the North and the South, are we going to suffer because of that?
I think we could. I think it's potentially that we could, but there's also a lot of the power in the South, in Las Vegas, with companies that are part of the Trump administration, that have a direct line to the Trump administration, that will be able to, when called upon, help and get those federal dollars.
That's a fascinating point of view and an accurate one.
Yes, I happen to agree with that. I don't think we're going to suffer that much. First of all, Nevada is a fast-growing state. Lots of money is coming in here. A lot of that money is big, big, big business money. And that's going to bring infrastructure with it. That highway between Las Vegas and Phoenix has got to get built. Everybody knows that roads have to be, commerce has to move. And Nevada wants to move commerce. And it doesn't matter who's sitting in the governor's house. Everybody's going to be looking to move the commerce.
All right, we have to take a break here. We'll be right back.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Come visit Design Outdoor's store and backyard to see our wide selection of fire pits, barbecues, and pizza ovens, natural stone water features, and fountains, and frostproof pottery. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
Hey guys, are you watching the game at a friend's or the bar again because you can't watch at home with your wife? Or worse, because she kicked you out and kept your couch, your flat screen, and your kids? What's the one thing a man needs when he loses a good woman? A good lawyer. And when he loses a bad woman, he needs a great lawyer. What makes a good woman a bad woman? You tell me. You're the one that can't watch the game in your own home. I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York, and I represent men in divorce, custody, and family law matters.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take an Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Back on Nevada Newsmakers, we've got about a minute and a half left here on the show with James Smack, Chase Whittemore, and Mylon Hawkins. You wanted to get a chance to talk about the infrastructure deal here for a second.
Well, I think the one thing we need to realize is while we don't have an awful lot of seniority in the Senate, we do have two House members that have been there for a while. We do have Mark Amaday as a Republican and Dina Titus as a Democrat. If it's important to get done within the state of Nevada, I think that the power brokers are going to go to those two people to work on that, work to get that bipartisan consensus between the two of them. And it's going to take bipartisan consensus to get a good infrastructure bill. And I'm honestly hoping that's the best thing that comes out of the Democrats taking the House. I think we're going to end up with a very, very good infrastructure bill from this, as long as we don't start running down the road of, oh, we need to impeach the president, which I think is a crazy idea.
Yeah.
Bad idea. Yeah. Very bad idea.
Yeah, I agree.
It seems that, you know, one of the more interesting factors is going to be how Donald Trump plays with a Democratic House mm-hmm. and a Republican Senate, and is there more to be gained from that?
Right, and particularly on the Ways and Means Committee.
And I think he'll do it well. Mm-hmm. I really do. I think he will surprise us all.
Yeah, he's the art of the deal, you know? I mean, yeah. He wants to make that deal happen, and to make a deal with the other party is the ultimate deal for him in his eyes, I think. And so he's going to certainly try his hardest.
And that's where we got to leave it. Thank you all very much. Great discussion. And
thank
we'll
you.
Be right
Thanks
back.
For having us.
Fun.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion, for romance, custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. You can also download podcasts of the show free of charge from iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. We'll see you on the next show.